engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
It's Friday. Should we make it an open container one? Welcome. It's Eric Erickson here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. The phone number, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, T-A-L-K. For those of you in Clayton County, now, before I go anywhere, essentially, basically, and precisely, if you are to the west of I-75, it's probably raining on you. That's the radar right there. If you're to the west of I-75, you got rain. All right, now we got to move into some stories, and I'm going to begin. I'm going to try to avoid the raw politics, at least for now, because I think something more needs to be said about Britt McHenry. I've heard other talk shows talk about her today. I've got details no one seemed to know. Britt McHenry, talk radio is all over today. The sports talk radio in particular is all over. I never even heard of Britt McHenry, and I bet most of you had never heard of Britt McHenry. I thought Erin Andrews was the only gal at ESPN. She's at Fox. Oh, I see. I didn't even know. I had no idea. So I guess Britt McHenry is supposed to be her replacement or something. Okay. So for those of you who don't know, there was a selectively edited video release. And I intentionally say selectively edited. And that has been missing in the conversation. And it is of Britt McHenry just abusing some poor soul at a tow truck company. I do not, and apparently some of you are incapable of nuancing. Some of you got very mad at me for daring to defend Britt McHenry on Twitter. Let me make this very clear. I do not apologize for, I don't excuse, I don't give her a pass on how she treated the employee. She was nasty to the employee. And the online mob swung into action, and Britt McHenry is now suspended for a week from ESPN for the selectively edited video released online. Now, there is no doubt in my mind that the selectively edited video did catch in its entirety the tirade of Britt McHenry. I got no doubt about that. But I don't think she should have been suspended, and I don't think the online mob was legit, and here's why. We don't know the details that sent her into that apoplectic frenzy. And there but by the grace of God go us. Now let me explain. This tow company that she had the encounter with is called Advanced Towing. I have a friend of mine who has had a run-in with this towing company in Virginia. And the friend, Mary Catherine Hamm, some of you know, she's on Fox, says not only do they tow the moment the meter runs out, they're predatory, by the way, they have tow trucks in the area that monitor meters and parking lots. And not only do they do it the moment the meter expires, but when you go to get your car, they ridicule you. They're not kind to you. They actually ridicule you. In fact, if you look on the Yelp page of this towing company, almost everyone says the same thing. Almost everyone says the same thing, that they ridicule you. 2 weeks ago, Advanced Towing, again, the company that Britt McHenry dealt with, Advanced Towing, towed a car that had children and a dog inside of it as the parents were screaming for the tow truck to stop. And the parents were ridiculed by the towing company with threats against the parents that they should have called defects on the parents for leaving the kids in the car. The parent had run in and run out, hadn't paid the meter because they weren't going to be there for more than 3 minutes. The moment the parents were out of sight, the tow truck ran around the corner, latched onto the car, and took off. The parent was coming out as the tow truck driver was lifting the car to take it away with the kids and the dog in the car. But let's not stop actual facts from getting in the way of an online mob. Let's not stop me from getting to Doug Turnbull, who's looking at 285. Doug, more rain headed into 285.
Yeah, indeed. Get those headlights on, people. It's a wet pavement out there already, a nasty drive already. I can't imagine it getting much worse, but it could, right? 514 WSB, we have big-time delays on the perimeter. Let's start on that west side, 285 northbound. It slows from Cascade pretty much to I-20, from Atlanta Road to 75 east and south, all the way around clockwise from Roswell Road to pretty much I-20 on the east side. Then you have delays on the outer loop. There's been trouble 285 east Boulder Crest and northbound at Church Street. You're slow most of the way between those two exits. Then you're slow out of Dunwoody, westbound, Shambly-Dunwoody, all the way past 75 and southbound toward I-20 on the west side. New problem on the Jam Cam 2 left lanes, 85 northbound at DeKalb, Shalliford Road. We'll check the rest of the northeast next. Eric?
So Jason on Twitter says, attacking someone's looks and intelligence is uncalled for. That she didn't tow the car. You're absolutely right, and I'm not excusing what she did. But I am saying that we should take into account these other factors before crucifying Britt McHenry. If your car was towed by a company and then you were ridiculed when you picked it up, and we don't know that she wasn't, we don't know what the clerk said to Britt McHenry to set her off at that level. We don't know. You can say it was inexcusable of her, but was there a mitigating circumstance? The tow company didn't release that side of the conversation. And what I know from friends of mine who have used it, from Yelp reviews, from other people who have come forward today, every single one has the same story, that they are ridiculed by the clerk when they pick up their car. Whoever the clerk is, ridicules them. Britt McHenry was wrong to do what she did. She lost her cool. But now she is being tarred and feathered as being that person all the time when there's no evidence of that. I mean, this is the thing with the online mob. If it was a one-off situation, she's now tarred and feathered for life for behaving that way. And what about you? See, this is the part where you better start thinking about your grace toward people in her circumstances. What about you? What's going to happen when you're caught on tape? Because in this day and age, we either have to be willing to give people passes for losing their temper in their personal lives, or we're going to be held to the same standard. Well, she's on TV and I'm not. So, you're a school teacher. You're a clerk at the county. You're a politician. You're a doctor. People skills. You're an employee at Target. If you're not willing to expand the grace to others instead of sicking the online mob because you have decided that her behavior is unacceptable, and it was, and we can all agree, and she does too, but, what about the other side of the video? What about all of the people? I mean, go on the Advanced Towing's Yelp page. You will find people who can document that the tow truck company was putting the hook on the car before the meter expired so they could drive away as soon as the meter expired. And then told, you can give me cash to get the hook off, or it's going to be even more expensive when I get to the lot. No credit cards accepted. Or the guy who had his car towed as he was leaving Gold's Gym. Another review on Yelp. Leaving Gold's Gym in Arlington, Virginia. It was closing. They towed his car because Gold's Gym had closed at 9. It was 9:01 when he was coming out. They were still wrapping up inside, but the parking lot technically closed at 9. And it turned out that Gold's Gym had a kickback with the towing company where they got money for every car towed. You know, I have never, ever, ever once use the I'm on radio or I'm on TV as an excuse. And she shouldn't have done that. She flat out shouldn't have done that. Who the hell cares? Seriously. But I think that the online mob, they're but by the grace of God go you. You think about her, think about the CEO of the small company out in Dallas. The left is now sending her death threats because she said she didn't want a woman for president. The horde is coming after her. They want her board of directors to drive her out of office. Where do you draw the line? Should you be the one to draw the line? I don't think you should. I think the line needs to be here. This was her and her professional life. It was a selectively edited tape with a company that we know treats people terribly. You can say the poor clerk didn't deserve it, but the poor clerk works for a company where every clerk who works there has probably been documented for treating people terribly. It doesn't excuse Britt McHenry's actions, but it sure as heck should mitigate the online mob coming after her. I can't believe I'm having to talk about this, but I am. And I see the Twitter outrage from people. She shouldn't have treated the person that way. She shouldn't have said she was a... No, she shouldn't have. But should she have been suspended for a week from her job because of it when you haven't seen the entire tape? I don't think she should have. And I think if you think so, well, good luck when it happens to you. Welcome back. How about I take a quick phone call from Kevin in Dunwoody? Welcome to the program, Kevin.
Thank you for having me on the show. You know, I have to admit, I haven't seen the tape, but I have seen, I think we've all seen too often, where you get these mobs, that, particularly on social media, and they just crucify people that are otherwise, I mean, they may be innocent.
Right.
The only thing I could think of when I'm hearing this is, you know, when you sit in judgment on somebody, you don't have all the facts. You got to be careful. Those that haven't sinned cast the first stone, right?
Right. Yeah, look, I think that we're in a situation where a whole lot of people were swift to condemn her, and condemn her largely for perceived celebrity. You know, there are people say she's terrible on ESPN, but did she deserve to get suspended for this? And you haven't seen what the clerk said to her to set her off. And we know that the company, its employees have a history of talking smack to people who've come to get their cars. I think the online mob is a dangerous thing. We'll be back. Welcome back. So here's another example. So, you know, the singer, Michael Bublé, or however you say his name, he put up an Instagram picture. Well, his wife actually took the picture of him. And in the background of the picture is a girl whose shorts are so short that the bottom of her butt cheeks are hanging out. And the internet horde attacked him. He had to apologize and take down the picture that his wife took of him. It was enraged. I just... unbelievable. And so, yeah, he tagged it at the bottom. Maybe got back. His wife took it. He thought it was funny. It was just with friends. But no, you can't have a sense of humor. It was enraging and demeaning. And how dare you? Just absolutely insane. It was a funny picture. And yes, that girl did deserve some ridicule to stop dressing like that. Her parents should be ashamed that they let her out of the house. But the internet mob, I mean, the internet mob, if you keep encouraging it on things like this Britt McHenry person, it's going to turn on you one day. It's turned on me. Luckily, I had a good lawyer who was able to write my contract, so it's not going to bother me. But some of you, the teacher, the doctor, the lawyer, the clerk at Target, the checkout clerk, the person who works for the county commission, it's going to come back to bite you one day. The horde doesn't care who you are. I mean, it is the forces of Mordor. Let us go to David on the phones. David, welcome to the program.
Hey, Eric. Good afternoon. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And, you know, I got to tell you, I get your point that you just never know the rest of the story.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I work for a shopping center management company, and several times a week we have to tow vehicles from our parking lots. And, you know, tow truck guys, when they show up, you know, if they hook up to a car, they're not going to drop that car unless you pay them.
Right.
And there's a reason. You know, they made the trip. And
oh, yeah.
You know, the thing that just doesn't really sort of doesn't pass the smell test to me is that it takes time to hook up a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't just walk in there, fly up in 3 minutes and back up to it, hook it up and
right.
yank it. It just doesn't work like that.
Yeah. So. Now, David, you should know that this company, if I read the press report right, has been found guilty in the past of its mechanics or of its towers going in before the meter has expired and hooking up the truck, hoping that they would be able to drive off the moment the meter expired.
You know, I could see that kind of tomfoolery, you know, that could potentially happen.
By the way, I let me just tell you, I've also got a friend of mine who this tow truck company towed his car because he had a Tahoe in an older parking lot that wasn't spaced for wider modern vehicles. Mm-hmm. And one wheel happened to be on a white line and yeah. that violates an ordinance in Arlington, Virginia. So the tow truck just took it upon themselves to tow him.
Well, and that's like booting cars. There's all kinds of stuff
right.
that goes on like that, and it costs us a lot of money. And, you know, when these guys show up, they're not usually the most articulate guys, and they are not the most compassionate or caring either.
Right.
So we don't really know what conversation went on at that point either.
Yeah.
So by the time this girl got to the cage where she was, you know, dressing down this woman, taking her money, we have no idea what state of mind she was in by that point, mm-hmm. you know, based on all the other stuff that went on. But, you know, there are two sides of it. I don't know about this towing company. They obviously don't have great reviews. But there was one more thing I want to tell you about the Gold's Gym tow.
Uh-huh.
I managed health clubs for a lot of years. And I can tell you right now, Gold's Gym will not keep members if they tow their cars.
Right.
So this, you know, but I have seen health club members fight over a parking space up front.
I've seen that too. You'd think they'd want to walk across the parking lot.
They're going to get on a damn treadmill for
exactly.
35 minutes and they
yes.
be in the first parking space. You know,
no, I have never understood the people at a health club who circle around waiting for the up front space.
It's absolute lunacy, but you'll see it. It doesn't even have to be raining. You know, they just do it. But that's kind of I mean, this guy could have been parked in the parking area, could have been handicapped, could have been the hash mark space, could have been any number of things. But Gold's Gym didn't tow that thing, and Gold's Gym didn't have a kickback. If that was actually discovered,
yeah,
you'd have members abandon that place right and left.
Yeah, and you're right. And David, I just look. No one is that I know of excusing Britt McHenry's tirade. It was really nasty. But I still think show us the full video of what set her to that point.
That's true, because we all have our limits, don't we?
Yeah, we totally do. David, look, thanks very much for the phone call. Folks, we're going to expand some traffic here. I don't want Doug to feel rushed because it has gotten really nasty out there with traffic. And on top of that, the rain is just now crossing the west side of the perimeter, and it's going to get really heavy here in the next 20 minutes.
Can you imagine if Britt McHenry had a dash cam and was in Atlanta traffic today?
Oh, my goodness. Rage against the machine.
Oh, there's some bumper music for you. 544 WSB. Let's get going with the perimeter right now. We're first off the outer loop. 285 east and northbound is just terrible from 675 trying to get up to Covington Highway. As more rain is on the way, of course, 285 west, it's jammed from Chamblee, Dunwoody west and south all the way around to I-20 on the west side. It'll be even worse. Kim McCarthy.
On the south side, you'll find delays 285 westbound leaving I-75 over to I-85. Northbound jammed Cascade Road to I-20. Paces Ferry Vinings to 75 east and south is really slow from Roswell Road all the way down to 78, and then slow spots continue down to I-20 downtown. Steve Winslow.
All right, we're looking south side right now. 75 southbound, brake lights going down from Central Ave to Freedom Parkway, and then also we're seeing brake lights from Highway 54 Jonesboro Road getting toward the 675 merge in Henry County, and then continue solid down to McDonough 2081. Northbound 75 also heavy from Highway 155 up to Jodico Road, while 675 southbound seeing some brake lights going by Forest Parkway heading toward the merge, and then 85 south, you're still on and off the brakes from the 285 merge down to Highway 138. Doug Turnbull.
Awful delays to the northern suburbs next, Eric.
Listen, folks, again, and I see some of your comments on Twitter. No one is excusing Britt McHenry. No one is excusing what she did. No one thinks she should have. It was nasty. You should never, if you were in the media, you should never do the don't you know who I am. But I got to tell you, a lot of them do. And the difference between Britt McHenry and the others is that she got caught on a camera and a selectively edited bit of it was released to make her look bad. I just think that before we set the horde on someone to demand their job, we probably need to know a little more. And that's the issue here. Should she have been suspended because of this? It wasn't nice. Surely she needed to apologize, and she did. But did anyone need to put her job at stake because of this? And I tell you, you're just thinking, well, she's on TV. It doesn't just happen to her. It happens to the lady in Texas who happens to run a small business. It happens to the guy who went through the Chick-fil-A and cussed out the person. And his difference is that he's the one who put it online and thought it was a great thing. But the horde of people who see these things and want to sick themselves on people and destroy their lives and throw them out of jobs. Did she deserve to be suspended for a week for being a nasty person to someone who towed her car and more likely than not talked smack to her when she came to pick it up? And I say more likely than not because if you look at the reviews online of this company, if you talk to people I know who have experienced this company, all of them say that's what happens when you go to this company to get your car. I mean, it's a towing company. You're already mad and then they're talking smack to you. So for the person who just told me she should have turned the other cheek, yeah, and the online horde should have turned the other cheek as well. Jason, you're next. Welcome.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Love your show.
Thank you.
I was in the towing business for several years, and I can tell you that you do have companies out here that do this. And you know, but it gives the good companies a bad view.
Mm-hmm. It does.
This is by far not a industry-wide problem. You know, you don't have everybody in the towing business like this.
Yeah.
You know, as far as predatory towing goes, you know, they have companies that patrol parking lots. In certain states, it is legal. Here in Georgia, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you here in Georgia, somebody has to actually call the tow company, has to actually contract the service. And it has to be with somebody from the management company, property owner, you know, whichever.
Right.
They can't just patrol and find a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that it is still legal in some states, but not this one.
Yeah, and in Virginia, by the way, they are allowed to patrol parking lots.
Okay. Well, she was not completely in the right.
No, she wasn't.
Attitude and the way she acted. You know, this lady's just doing her job. But like you said, we haven't seen the whole thing. We don't know the whole story.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't. I just, and you know, you're also right, Jason. It is worth noting that not all towing companies are the bad guys, but it's the ones like these that give them all a bad name.
Absolutely. You have bad people in every industry.
Yeah.
If you have one or two people that are complaining about you online, you know, maybe even three or four, you know, that's it's a stressful situation. You're already upset because your vehicle got impounded.
Mm-hmm.
And people take it out on the people there.
Yeah.
Because they are the first point of contact. And, you know, you're automatically the bad guy.
Right. So, yeah, you're right. Vehicles,
I mean, even if your vehicle's impounded by the sheriff's department, the city, the state, you know, whatever, they automatically take it out on the towing company.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Jason, I got to let you go there because I got to go take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll take one more call on this subject, and then we got to move to something else. And at the top of the hour, I want to have an in-depth conversation with you guys about a trend I see going on. And I really, 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 I know you guys, you want to get out of the traffic, you want to get out of the rain, you want to get out of your car. I really hope you will either listen to the 6 o'clock hour or go back and get it because I want to talk about a completely different, non-political, although it ties into political subject, particularly the starting point. Something happened to a friend of mine I want you to know about. Welcome back. All right, this segment is incredibly short, so David, you will have to stick around. I'll get to you as soon as we come back if you hang around. The radar shows heavy rain headed towards Villarrica all the way from the connector on I-20 to the Alabama line. It is spreading almost due east, so more and more rain coming. We'll keep you posted. Stick around, folks. When we come back, I got to tell you what happened to a friend of mine. Kickoff point for a really big conversation I've been meaning to have with you. Can I just admit, I kind of want it to rain tomorrow morning because T-ball will be canceled. We all want to go do something as a family tomorrow. We got two games. And so even the six-year-old is like, maybe it'll rain and we can go have fun. We do, but we've been traveling and going to so much this past week. We wanted a family day. And oh, well. Anyway. Before I get, listen, when you have kids, you'll understand. Some days you just want a family day to hang out together and do fun stuff and not sit in the sun and watch a T-ball game for an hour. you'll totally get it. We'll totally get it, but we'll go to T-ball. All right, before I move on to the subject I really want to talk about, David's been waiting patiently, and David, you are the last caller I'm taking on this Brett McHenry subject, if I can actually fire up your phone. So there you go, David.
Well, Eric, I do appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
And if I may, I'd like to use your reaction to this Brett McHenry story to illustrate the proper application of the biblical principle I see far too often misapplied, and that is, judge not lest ye be judged.
Mm-hmm.
People so often take that as, oh, you can't say XYZ is wrong because it says not to judge. But you're discerning that she showed bad behavior, but what the people calling for her to lose her job and everything are doing, they're the ones who are judging. They're calling for a judgmental penalty on her.
Yes.
While you are simply making a discernment between good and bad behavior.
Thank you for that, because that has become one of my pet peeves. The people who say, you're judging. No, we know what the standards are, and we can say this didn't meet the standard, but then I'm not going to call for the penalty.
Exactly.
Oh, such a frustration. I'm glad you held on, David. Thanks very much for that. It was worth the wait to get to that. Now, this gets to be relevant to what I want to talk about this hour. This is not political, but it treads on the political. So those of you who are demanding, occasionally, you know, we actually have people call the show, when's he going to get back to politics? This touches on it, but it's not per se political. I have a friend, Ryan Anderson, Dr. Ryan Anderson now, he wants us all to know, got his doctorate from Notre Dame. He has become the foremost authority in this country, if not the world, on traditional marriage values. And he makes a compelling argument, an argument that has been cited by members of the Supreme Court. And the argument is this. The Constitution may not preclude same-sex marriage, but it also does not preclude traditional marriage. And so states should be able to decide through the democratic processes what they want. That's it. He doesn't need to prove that traditional marriage is the only way to go. He certainly believes it, but he doesn't need to prove that. He's just saying, you know, the Constitution doesn't take an opinion on it, so the states, through democratic processes, should be able to decide. Now, the Washington Post did a profile of Ryan the other day, Dr. Anderson. They did a profile of him, and basically the gist of it, the takeaway of it, is that he's a really nice guy, and he is. He's also single. He's a very nice guy. If you know Ryan, you can't help but like him. He's a nice, genuine guy, and when he debates people on the other side, he is exceedingly kind and civil to them. very, very humble guy in his debates, and the Washington Post notes that. Well, Ryan graduated from a Quaker school in Baltimore, Maryland, the Friends School in Baltimore. That was his high school. Then he went to, I think, Princeton, and then he went to Princeton or Yale, Princeton, I think, and then he went to Notre Dame. So the Friends School in Baltimore put up a link to the profile of one of their more noted alumni. And there was outrage and demands from alumni that the link to the profile be taken down in the name of tolerance and equality. They had to take down the link to a profile of one of their alumni because it offended other members of the alumni community that Ryan is a Christian and believes in traditional marriage. I kid you not. There's a playoff point to this, but first we got to go to Doug Turnbull and check out traffic.
I wish it was just a traditional Friday instead of one worse than normal. 614 WSB, headlights on in the rain and playing plenty of extra time for your ride home and drive carefully. We have crashes littered all around on the freeways. Let's start on the outer loop, 285 east and northbound, packed in solid, 675 past I-20. Westbound delays still out of the Dunwoody area all the way to 75 and southbound down to I-20 on the west side. Interloop, Kim McCarthy.
285 east or 285 westbound is slow in spots from I-75 to I-85. Northbound's jammed in from Cascade to I-20. Paces Ferry Vinings. There's a stall on the ramp to 75 northbound blocking a lane. And then it's really slow, actually starting around Riverside all the way over to Memorial Drive on the east side. Doug.
It'll be ugly to the northern suburbs. We check it next, Derek.
By the way, go to the show. I don't send out show notes on Friday, but please do go to ericontheradio.com. Sign up for the show notes email if you're not a part of it. And you'll get a lot of the stuff online there as well. Some of these things about Ryan I put there. Also, remember, we're broadcasting live on Thursday at Five Seasons Brewing on the west side. It's going to be a good beer bash for Hunter Hill and the local brewers and stuff about SB 63. Come on by 5 to 7. We'll be there live. There's a larger point I want to make here, and you'll have to. I need to make a theological point, though I don't intend to, so just bear with me, those of you who think I talk about it too much. There's just a playoff here you need to understand historically. Historically, in this country, a lot of Protestants, particularly Southern Baptists and Presbyterians, they adopted a theological position called the Two Kingdoms Doctrine. Two Kingdoms Doctrine was put forward by Martin Luther at the Reformation because he needed a way to show that the Pope should not be in charge of civil society. So he made a Two Kingdoms argument. There are two kingdoms for God, one the heavenly, one the earthly. And the heavenly he put in charge of it, the church, and the earthly he put in charge of it, civil authorities. Now, John Calvin, further in the Reformation, he bounced off of that Two Kingdoms approach and said that the church and the state are to a degree separate, but that this is presumed that Christians are in society. And so the church can comment on society, and society can comment on the church, but they're separate, and social civil governance has no bearing on the church. There should be separate spheres. But in a reaction to social justice in the 70s and 80s, some Americans, particularly at Westminster Seminary out in Escondido, California, they began pushing this theory that pastors should not make any comment at all on what's happening in the world. They should just focus on what's happening in Scripture. They should just focus on what's happening in the heavenly realms, not the earthly realms. Now, I call BS on that approach largely because of this, because your sermon should have life application. Your sermon should affect your life, therefore life should affect the sermon, I think. But it allowed pastors to be cowards. I won't use the word, but corrupted version of the Two Kingdoms approach. It allowed pastors to be cowards and not take a stand on things that were happening in their community and not take a stand on political positions. And so we've reached a point in culture now where many of us, particularly in the South, were raised in church culture and we're used to pastors not commenting on things in society. But as society has shifted against us, we don't have anybody out there with a lot of moral clarity addressing the needs of society. And what we're seeing now is that secularists are censorious. They want to shut down conversations. They can't win in the free market. They can't win in the town square. So they're just going to shut people up and drive them out of society. And the net result of this corrupted two kingdoms approach is you're not going to have people of faith within community, secular communities, hearing anything to guide them and steer them. And you're not going to hear it in church either, because the moment someone on the outside says this is political, the preacher's, whoa, I can't talk about gay marriage because it's a political topic now. Or whatever the topic may be. Now, I've gone longer here. I want to step out and take a commercial because there's a non-theological point I want to make, but you needed to know that history to get to the non-theological point about where we're headed as a society. And this gets into something subtly that I've been talking about for a while, this whole idea of community and why you need one. Welcome back. Eric Erickson here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. My buddy Ryan is talking about the Batman versus Superman trailer. I saw it. It didn't do for me what the Star Wars would did. By the way, nerds, if it lasts more than 4 hours, stop watching the Star Wars trailer. That's all I'm going to say. Now, the Batman Superman trailer, it was okay. But it was a shaky footage, bootleg copy. I want to see the real HD actual trailer. Very dark. That is the thing I've noticed about the DC versus Marvel worlds on film now, is that DC has decidedly gone darker, more grown up than the Marvel ones. Less humor, less color in any event. But back to the story. Yeah, oh, yeah, the movie's totally going to suck. It totally is. Let's get back to this thing here. The non-theological points here. Community. Folks, most, not everyone listening here, but most people who are listening identify in some way as conservative, culturally, socially, fiscally, in some way. There's going to need to be some community building going on, because the left is not going to stop. I mean, it's not that they just want to make you shut up. They want to drive you from society. They want to make you care. And I talk about that all the time now. You will be made to care. I'm signing the contract on the book. So it'll be coming out later this year, entitled You Will Be Made to Care. But there's a larger, more important point here. I don't know that we as a society do enough now to build in-person community. The internet has driven so many people online and away from their front porch, their back porch, their side porch, their neighbor. There needs to be some community. A few more thoughts on this. We'll take your phone calls as well when we come back. 404-872-0750. Welcome back. Eric Erickson here. News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. The phone number 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. I got a few more points I want to make on this before we move forward. And I don't intend to be the downer tonight, but I'm just, we'll have a candid talk. I've been putting this off. And after what happened with Ryan, I think it's inevitable. You know, we are heading towards a society of people who the left cannot abide dissent now that they're in charge. Can't do it. They don't want to do it. They can't do it. It's just impossible for them. They said dissent was patriotic when they were in charge, and now that they're in charge, no way. You're a racist, misogynist, sexist, homophobe, bigot. And we're seeing in things like Ryan Anderson's situation that your school will be attacked for honoring you. I think we're headed to a shakeup of community in society, where if you are a person of faith, you're not going to be able to go to a secular school. You're just not. They're not going to let you in. If they let you in, they're going to force you to take classes to try to indoctrinate you out of your faith. And I think if you go to a religious school, they're going to deny accreditation. Through the accrediting groups, they're going to deny accreditation if you hold on to traditional values. So what you're then going to see are new law schools and medical schools created for the other. Because essentially, if you are a traditional conservative in the United States of America these days, you are now an other. And I try to tell some of my friends, particularly my millennial generation friends, who they want to be thought of as kind and nice and open and tolerant. They may not agree with it, but it's no skin off their back. It doesn't affect them. It's not going to affect their marriage. It's not going to affect their life. They too will be made to care. And so they will either agree with it and like it and accept it and say there's nothing wrong, or they will say they disagree with it. They will not be allowed to sit on the sidelines, and then they will be in trouble. I forget who said it, but it is one of the maxims of life you can live by with the left. What is not prohibited will be made mandatory with the left. And so I tell you all of this to tell you, you need to start building community. And by community, I mean you need to spend time developing your friendships with your friends who are like-minded. And by community, I don't mean your next-door neighbor, although you need that community as well. You need your next-door neighbor. You need the person across the street. You need your next-door neighbor in the apartment complex. You should know each other. You should take time to know that person. But you also need your community of friends as a support group around you who believe what you believe and don't think you're crazy for believing it. Because the day is coming where you will not be allowed to believe those things. And we as human beings, we have a fatal flaw. All of us do to some degree or another. And the key to growing up, I think, and becoming a better person is to get rid of what I think is a near fatal flaw. And that is the need to be liked. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be liked. There's nothing wrong with being a good person and hoping people like you. But the need to be liked by the world means that you must accept the values of the world, whether those are the good values or not. Be a kind person. Take the scattered approach. Be helpful, friendly, courteous, kind. Be it all. But don't be a person who you must be liked, you must be loved by those around you. If you are helpful, friendly, courteous, and kind, you will be loved and liked. But start from being helpful, friendly, courteous, and kind. Respectful and generous. Don't start from wanting to be liked and doing the things to be liked. Because the pressures are going to come, particularly to your kids, who suffer this much more than those of us. I'm 39. Those of you in your late 20s and above, you're not affected like this as much as your kids will be. The desires to be liked, to be with the cool kids. You know what that's like growing up. You want to be with the cool kids. Yeah, taking drugs, whatever. But if it means surrendering your values, are you willing for your child to be on the cool kids team, to be liked, if it means they're giving up your values? Because there are values that the world values that aren't the values that should be valued. Certainly, they're not the eternal values. And so I think you need to build community and surround your children with people who share your convictions. Teach them to be helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, respectful, good-mannered. Show them that it is better to be respected and to stand for their values than to cave to be liked by others. Because the day is coming where you will not be liked openly. You will not be liked for having traditional values in this country. That day is here. And the pressure may not be on you, but it is going to be tremendous on your children. And so you need a community of like-minded people so that your children can see it's okay. and can see that it's safe and can have a sense of community when the sound and the wind and the fury of the world comes howling at their door, demanding they succumb and change and give up and shift and move to the world. I cannot emphasize to you enough how important that is. I also can't emphasize to you enough how sucky traffic's been tonight. Doug Turnbull, how's it looking?
That was in the thesaurus, wasn't it? 644 WSB. I was going to talk about 285. I do have an injury crash there at the outer loop, 285 westbound Roswell Road in two right lanes, and 285 still stinks in all the areas it has been all afternoon, but I've got to go to the south side where I have a tractor-trailer crash on the WSB jam cam. Only the left lane's open in southern Fulton County, 85 southbound north of Highway 74, Sonoya Road, exit 61. Traffic quickly jamming up there. There's also a northbound crash at Coweta reported, 85 north, Highway 154 in the left lane. That's exit 51. And the Clayton County ride, 75 south, the tab of the brakes at Terra Boulevard, still jammed in before 138 down to Jonesboro Road in the construction zone. Northbound delays up from Highway 2081, Eric.
I just, you know, sound like a broken record to some degree, I guess. But I see this with my kids. And I know if it's happening with my kids, and they go to a private Christian school, it's got to be happening with your kids, too. They hit the age, particularly, they call it tween, I hate the word, but just before that, when they're trying to find themselves and what's going to get them liked and accepted in society and whatnot. And I think that you want to model their behavior around a society that reflects your values, as opposed to sending them into the world. Because, you know, and this is a theological point here, but I'm a big believer in it. When Jesus says, if the world hates you, it's because they hate me, the world's going to hate you. Yes, if you have those values, the world is going to hate you. And your children are going to be very, very tempted, if not raised properly and in a strong and supportive community, they're going to be tempted to walk away in order to be liked, in order to be accepted in a community. Because everyone wants a community. Everyone has a sense of community. Everyone is in search of a community. So if you're not building your own right now and surrounding yourself with that community and bringing your children into that community, they're going to go find one. And it may not reflect what they should reflect. Matt and Dunwoody, before I keep rambling here, let me get to you real quick before I step out to traffic. Or, I'm sorry. Oh.
Hey, sir. Can you hear me?
Yep. Got to make it quick, though.
Okay, just quickly pointing on your Christianity points. I love hearing them, and I always typically agree with them. I was just going to say quickly that, like you're saying, it's meant to happen. We're going to be hated because of Jesus and because we're following the true faith. And one factor that I find solace in, that I am following the true faith, the one true faith, is that all this hate that is coming down on, because it's the only one that Satan truly is worried about, the only one Satan has any kind of... He doesn't care about the other ones because they don't affect him. This is the only one that's truly
getting
in the end.
Oh, yeah. I say that all the time. Look, I appreciate the call. I just looked at the clock. I got to step out here. When I come back, one more point on this. Welcome back. Looking at the radar, the rain is pushing into the metro area. Everything within the perimeter now is rain, and it's pushing on through towards Doraville, Lilburn, Snellville, Conyers, Jackson, Cumming, Sugar Hill. You're all going to get some heavy rain. On the backside, though, radar starting to lighten up. Carrollton and to the west, no more rain. Noonan, same thing. Let me see if I can squeeze in one more call here. Charlie in Woodstock, you're up next.
Yeah, thanks, Eric, for taking my call. I always talk about peer pressure and the pressures in society against Christianity and everything. The only way to overcome that is to overcome the fear of man. And the only way to overcome the fear of man is to increase our fear of God. So you were talking last week about how to increase your kids' love for the Lord. And I would suggest, like, building a family altar, just make it your fireplace at home, and then saturating them in the Word. And
Charlie, I got to cut you off there because I got about 10 seconds left. But you're right. I think community is important, folks. You got to spend time with your friends at church, like-minded people. We're out of time. We'll be back next week. Have a great weekend, folks. Dry out, I hope.